Recording in progress.
It's good to see everyone here. Baruch Hashem, it is a zchus in times like this to be able to learn Torah, especially maybe we originally had other plans for the day, so we're really mosif Talmud Torah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, if not for Yoav out there with Tzahal fighting the battles, David couldn't have learned Torah in Yerushalayim. And if not for David learning Torah in Yerushalayim, then Yoav would not have prevailed with his army. So we are doing our share in the partnership, and really hopefully to be mosif as much as we can. Apologies for anyone who wanted to continue straight on with the limud where we left off on Erev Yom Kippur, but I wasn't ready to jump back into the Seches Brachos yet.
Could you ask people to please mute themselves?
And yes, everyone, please mute themselves. And hopefully, we'll be able to mekayim luli tereska shashua yazavati be'anyi within Yonah Dioma, and which will help us. Which will help us digest the situation we're in now. So I want to talk a little about the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. About the Tfilos Beis Tzara, specifically, I think one specific aspect which will be very revelatory regarding Tfilos Beis Tzara is the Tkios that we do on Tanios as part of our Tfilah, something for reasons which maybe we won't get to, but there's the chorus about it on the sheet. We don't do nowadays, maybe we'll get to it. But was very prominent in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and even more so in Maseches Tainis. And Maseches Rosh Hashanah, I think, is a great starting point because it contrasts the tkios of Tanios with the tkios of the other two places we find a chi of tkia in Halacha, which is Rosh Hashanah, of course, we're all familiar with, and Yom Kippur of the Yovel, Bizman, that the Yovel was Noheg. Let's start with the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah Shal Ya'el Pashat. The main topic here is, there are two topics. One is the relationship between Shofar and Chatzotros, which hopefully we'll get to. And the other is the Tzura of the Shofar. I guess, sorry, should go in order here. Hechi Tesi to blow and Tanios Bechlal. So the Pasuk says, in Parsha Valoscha, there's a Parsha of Chatzotros, Aseh Lecha Shtei Chatzotros Kesef, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chatzotros served to gather all the people together and to, as a sign that the camp was traveling in the Midbar Sinai. And then at the very end of that parsha in Baal Oscha, it says two other uses. Number one, when you have a war against in your land against your enemies who are attacking you, you should blow the chatzotros and be remembered. You're in front by Hashem and be saved. And likewise, on happy occasions, on Chagim, etc., when you bring the Korbanos Tzibor, on those happy occasions, you blow the shofar, and also your Zikaron goes up to Hashem. Because we always need our Zikaron to go up to Hashem, whether it's happy times or difficult times. Although, of course, we feel it more acutely in difficult times. And the Rambam says, we'll see, this is controversial, but the Rambam at least says, Al Hatzara Tzor Eschem, in the beginning of Hilchos Tanios, Tzar HaTzorer Eschem means not just like simplest shot of the pasuk. Chisavo milchama bi'artzechem. The noshata b'oyveichem is the milchama against your oyvim. But the Rambam says Tzar HaTzorer Eschem means lashon tzara. Any tzara that befalls you, you have to blow the chatzotzos. And then he explains that midivrei sofrim, the extension of this midrabanan, there's one mitzvah d'oraisa in Hilchos Taniyos for the Rambam, which is to blow the chatzotzos. The extension of this midrabanan is if they meet a din derabanan to fast on every to fast midoraisa, you have to blow the shofar in daven, blow the chatzot in daven. Midoraban, you even have to fast, and that's where we get to the taniyos mentioned in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, shofar Rosh Hashanah shall ya'el pashad. Okay, all of the Rishonim here explain that whether it's ya'el, which is an ibex, or it's zecharim, which means a ram is an adult male sheep. Is lav dafka. What's important is not necessarily the species. We're not going to get into the Rambam Shita now, which is used, but the shape. So on Rosh Hashanah, you use a straight shofar. Upiv and Subazov, Shechatzos and Netzadim, Shofar Marchatzos, Katzer, Shemitzayom, the shofar. And the shofar is prominent and is in the middle, and the Chatzos from the side. Ubitanios, how about a fasting? Shows Chorik, Fufim, use a bent shofar. Which is what we're used to for a son. Obviously, we don't pass like the Tanakama. And the chatzots are in the middle because, like it says in the Torah, the chatzots are the ikar. Metzayim chatzots. Shave yovel or shan tequila brachos. Interestingly, we said three times. Is yovel mentioned by the Tanakama? Not clear if yovel is mentioned by the Tanakama or not. Right? Shave yovel or shan tequila brachos might mean the tequila brachos. How many tekiyos you do, whether they're tekiyos or shvarim or true, etc. And brachos meaning malchus akornos and shofros, or it might mean litkios, what shape you use. And Rashi says, shave, it's not mochrach, it's two gersos in the Gemara later, but Rashi says, shave yovel roshana litkia, first word of Rashi, bipshutim. So Rashi thinks that Tanakama also addressed yovel, he didn't leave out yovel. Nobody who is going to mention yovel, so why didn't Tanakama mention yovel? Rashi says that the comment didn't leave out yovel. That's included in the shaveh. Okay, most, basically all the Rishonim we've seen seem to agree with him, although there's two gersos about this in the Gemara. That is the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Rosh Hashanah togim shel zecharim v'yovlo shel ye'elim. On Rosh Hashanah you use a curved shofar, a bent shofar. And on Yom Kippur, you use a straight shofar. And then Amar Rabbi Levi, mitzvah shel Rosh Hashanah shel Yom Kippurim bikfufim. Rabbi Levi disagrees with, who's an Amora, so it's sort of funny, the Gemara will have to deal with it, disagrees with both Tanarim, and says both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are bikfufim, are with ben shofar, so shel kol Hashanah bikshutim, and the whole year long is with a straight shofar. But isn't that against the Tanakama who says you have to use a straight shofar? Mashana, how can we leave says a bent shofar? No problem. He's like Rabbi Yehuda. Huda Amriki Aitana, Datanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Roshana, Yotogim, Shel Zacharim, Kifufim, Vyobos, Shel Ye'elim. The lame, a Helsik, Rabbi Yehuda, Yamar, Helsik, Rabbi Yehuda, Avamina, Phil, Shel Yovel, Namik, Rabbi Yehuda, Sfiel, Le, Kamashvalon. Okay, so far is not so complicated. At least if we put on the board, it won't be. Here is Rosh Hashanah. Here is Yom Kippur, meaning Yom Kippur shall yovel. And here is Taniyos. And there are three different deos. The Gemara says there are three different deos. Two Tanaim and one Amora. And the Amora is a lot of different than the Tanaim because he's just combining half of each Tana, and you're allowed to pass like this Tana halfway and that Tana halfway, even if you end up with a Shita that's not in the Tanaim. Here is the Tanakama. Here is, thank you, Rabbi Yehuda. And here is Rabbi Levi. Okay, what do they each hold? What Surah of Shofar? Shofar, so the Tanakama starts out saying Rosh Hashanah Pashut. Pashut meaning straight. And Taniyos Kafuf, meaning bent. What did the Tanakama hold about Yom Kippur? He doesn't say explicitly, but Rashi and some other Rishonim say included in the Shaveh is that it is straight. So one day it is Rashi Ve'od. I'll pee the Lashon of Shaveh. If you assume that Shaveh refers to not the notes you make, but the surah says also Pashut. The truth is, even though there's two gersos about the Zilgumar, I don't know of any Rishonim who say otherwise. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? He says, Rosh Hashanah, you use Kafa, and Yom Kippur, you you use Pashat. And what does the Levi say? He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but he doesn't want to just say a Pashat like Rabbi Yehuda, because he's only halfway like Rabbi Yehuda. He's like Rabbi Yehuda in terms of Kafaf, right? But he's not like Rabbi Yehuda in terms of Yom Kippur. He says Yom Kippur is also Kafaf. What gives him the right to say Yom Kippur is also Kafaf? If no Tana held Yom Kippur is Kafaf, at least according to Rashi, and I shouldn't say all Rishonim, because I didn't check the Kobe Sheets Kamai for what, some of that, more obscure set, but all the mainstream Rishonim say that Tanakama says Pashat and Shavit, and Rabbi Yehuda also says Pashat. So how do you justify Rabbi Levi? This is a Pashat Pshat question. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Rishon is Kafaf, and he holds like the Tanakama that
Shavah.
What? Dexir Shavah. Meaning, the Machlokas is not an Etzim Machlokas about Yom Kippur. We have to say. They have an Etzim Machlokas about Rosh Hashanah. That's going to be in the Gemara. They don't have an Etzim Machlokas about Yom Kippur. They don't have Machlokas about the Surah of Yom Kippur. No, there's no Machlokas about the Surah of Yom Kippur. As Rashi says, Rashi says, L'kuli Amba, the Surah of Yom Kippur should be Pashat. It should be Pashat, because Yom Kippur is talking about the Yovel, meaning you're freeing the slaves. That's a very upright, when a slave is freed, he walks upright. Freeing slaves is not a bent over thing to do. Freeing slaves is a Zokef Kefufim thing to do. But the question of whether they make it Zera Shava or not, so here, it's not like the Tanakama, Mamish, but Ketanakama. It's not like the Tanakama practically, but in Lundas, conceptually, says the Tanakama. Ketanakama did Darish Gzeira Shava. There's a Gzeira Shava, we know, Bachodesh Hashvi, Bachodesh Hashvi, all the Tekiyas of Yom Hashvi have to be equal. So, he, in that way, he's like Tanakama. So, Relevi is Be'es Seder. Let's just fill in what else Relevi says. It's Kol Shadakula. Kol Shadakula means Tanios. So he thinks it's Pashat. Tanios is Bepshutin. Okay, this is still going to create a problem, which is, what Tane is he like in Tanios? Tanios, there's no Indian of Xer Shava. It's just, we're not sure. What Tane is he going to be like in Pshutin? So we're going to have to solve that. In order to solve that, part of it will have to be, obviously, we're missing a box. But let's finish the Gemara, and then see if it helps us fill in the box. Says the Gemara starts with Svaros, but my Kamifugi. Okay, now we start to get some Svaros. Mar Savar Rosh Hashanah Kamed Kayif Inish Dai Dit Fei Mali. We Yom Kippurim Kamed Pashat Inish Dai Dit Fei Mali. Mar, who's the Mar? The Mar is Rabbi Yehuda. Rosh Hashanah, the more you bend your das, how would you say your das? The more you bend and humble yourself is better. On Yom Kippur, maybe Yom Kippur of Yovel, maybe Yom Kippur in general, that's Machlokas. On Yom Kippur, the more you straighten yourself is better. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Again, he doesn't, it's giving you a little bit of a svar. Rosh Hashanah b'kfufim, because you should feel kafaf. Right? Yom Kippur of Yovel is pasha, because you should feel pasha. He doesn't even explain, so why should I feel this way on that day, and why should I feel that way on this day? But what is the other daya? Omar Savar. Mar Savar would be the Tanakama. Rosh Hashanah Kama, the Pashat is not. No, Rosh Hashanah, it's better to feel straight. And Rosh Hashanah, it's better to feel straight. Now we have three Gersos in the Gemara. Argir says, Ubetanios Kama de Kai Finish Daites Fei Mali. And on Tanios, the more you bend yourself over in your mind, emotionally, is better. That just matches the two things that Tanakama says in the Mishnah. There are two other Gersos floating around here. The Bach adds a Gersa, who says, he just adds in the middle. If Yom Kippur Nami Digamar Gzera Shava, he adds Rashi into the Gemara. Okay, I'm not sure what, I don't know exactly how he decided this, but he adds Rashi into the Gemara, and Yom Kippur, it's a Gzera Shava. So Yom Kippur is also Pashat, even though there's no Svara, it's a Gzera Shava. The Mesoras HaShas here on the side has a Svarim Achirim. The Svar, there's another Gersa. I don't know which Rishon has this Gersa, because I couldn't find it. If you found it, please feel free to shout. This other Gersa says, Over Yom HaKippurim, Tama Dekayiv Inishtai Ditfei Mala. In Yom Kippur, the more you bend yourself is better. That would be an exact parallelism. Rabbi Yehuda holds Rosh Hashanah, you should be bent in Yom Kippur straight. And the Halakha holds Rosh Hashanah, you should be straight in Yom Kippur bent. In which case, that would be against Rashi. Not just in explanation, in Hesber. In Halacha, so this is Girsa Sfarim Achirim. Says Kafuf, because it's better to be bent. But all the Rishonim that I've seen, agree with Rashi. I hope I didn't miss anyone famous. Agree with Rashi, and they must not have this girsa far machir. But obviously, someone had this girsa at a certain point. The Masar Shas found this, potential authoritative girsa. Okay, before we get into the Svaras, there's still one box that's missing, which is, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold about Tanius? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold about Tanius? He mamish skips Tanius legamri, Rabbi Yehuda. Says nothing whatsoever about Tanius. So what does he hold about? Not even a clue. You know, it's not like Tana Kama gives us good clues about. This is Rashi, and this is also the Girsa Sabbath in the Gemara. The Girsa Sabbath has this explicitly in the Gemara that it's Pasha because of Gzera Shava. But there's no clue whatsoever about what Rabbi Yehuda holds about Tanios. That seems to be important. Obviously, what would make us feel better about Rabbi Levi if we thought that?
Quoting Rabbi Yehuda from somewhere.
If we thought that he's possibly Rabbi Yehuda, because he's an Amorite, he should at least hold like someone. Here we figured out what Tana's like. Here we figured out he's not practically like either Tana, but he's conceptually like one Tana, so that's good enough. Over here, he needs a Tana on his side, doesn't he? L'chora, he needs a Tana on his side. And that's why the Ritva, although the Ritva is really a bit of a Das Yachid, the Ritva in the Maskana here says, let me find the Bechazil Rabbi Yehuda lo ayiv inyan Tanius. Rabbi Yehuda never talked about Tanius. We have no idea what Rabbi Yehuda thinks about Tanius. V'yesh omrim. And what is the basically, we're not in Svara yet. Just in technically reading the Gemara. On the one hand, if he doesn't say anything, we have to try to be medayit. Yesh omrim. The simplest shot is, if there was a Tana Kama mentioned Tainus, and Rabbi Yehuda didn't say anything, Maskami agrees with the Tana Kama, told for him otherwise. Right? That's a Pashup Shah way of reading. Tana Kama said Tanios, Rabbi Yehuda said nothing. Maskami agrees. That's rule for Shonim. Yesh Omer came to Apollic, Modul Tana Kama, Tanir Shalbuz Zacharim. Vedina Ladvar of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that is the opinion of Rove Rishonim. Right? Rove Rishonim say Kafa. Because he didn't argue on the Tana Kama. If he doesn't argue on the Tana Kama, then he must be agreeing with him. However, the Ritva himself, after he defends that for a while, then that creates a problem. So what is Rabbi Levi saying? He's not allowed to pass him like, no Tana. I mean, the Gemara should have. Yes, the Gemara says, how can you go against the Tana Kama? Always like Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't they say, how can you go against all the Tanaim on Tanios? So therefore, the Ritva concludes in the end. If we can skip a little, obviously we'll go back. V'yoseh hayanirling, Rabbi Yehuda v'tanios pshutin by the lekuli alma afuginim etzkiyos or shanim shel tanios. Ani dorais v'ani dorabanan. L'hachi l'chas l'prushe el ramaz lab ma'idikoni brosh shana togim shel zohar v'kolomar v'lo b'tanios. Rabbi Levi da amar ke Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, then he says maybe there's some of your souls that don't have Rabbi Levi talking about Tanius at all. But he thinks that, we won't get to that yet. Says the Ritva, he says, nope, Pashut. And that way Rabbi Levi is like Rabbi Yehuda. Also, why didn't he say anything? Oh, because it's obvious Tanius are different than Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Doraisa, and Tanius are Drabanan. And therefore, it's obvious that just like Tana Kama held Tanius is the opposite of Rosh Hashanah, it's obvious that we know Tanius is the opposite of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, finish. But that's what the Ritva concludes. Now, if these are the Shitas, then the question is, what's the Svara behind each of these shitas. So before we, yes.
How can you say that the kids on Tamils that they're abundant? Tamils is just the word that it uses based. So.
Aha, great question. How can you say that the kiddos in Tamils are only drabanan?
Especially since the rest of this is obviously talking about the Migdash where you do.
Yes. Great question. So one answer might be, the simplest answer might be, but this will be a machlokes, we'll see, is that midoraisa, it's only, it's not that tkios are drabanan, midoraisa, it's tkios b'chatzotzos, the addition of shofar is only drabanan. Ah, it's learned from a pasuk in Tehillim b'chatzotzos, who calls shofar a real thing, el Hashem. Okay, a pasuk in Tehillim is drabanan. That might be the simplest answer. We'll see that it's more complicated than that. Soon, Amir Tashem. Now, what's the svaras here? So the Gemara gives some svaras here. The Gemara gives some important svaras. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, again, let's stick with our girsa in the Gemara. The Gemara says a few things. That, says the Gemara, okay, says the Gemara, because, what's the lashon? Kama de kayev daiti and kama de pashit ninish daiti. Okay, well, just says the Gemara, pashit daiti. You should straighten out your das, as opposed to tanios, says the Gemara, kayev daiti. You should bend yourself in your mind. And they also explain Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Kayev daite. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim have an existential machlokas about the nature of Rosh Hashanah. And on Yovel, says the Gemara, Pashit daite. Okay, the question is, what do these pshatim mean? So, anyone want to tell me, like, what does it mean? Why Kayiv Daite here? Why Pashat Daite here? Let's start with Tanakama. Tanakama, why is this Kayiv Daite and this Pashat Daite? Anyone?
Because, you know, you should be turned all over in prayer. That's like the idea by, you know, Tanis.
That Kayiv is for Tefillah. The truth is that's the Yerushalmi. What's the Lashon of the Yerushalmi? Uvitanio shells chorim kefufim dat. Amr of Yonah Kanishia kufus libam bitfila. Tfila is a humbling experience. Right? In tfila, you don't stand straight and proud in tfila. Tfila is a humbling experience, and therefore you have to humble yourself in tfila on a tightness. Now I will ask that question, which is, so why don't you have to humble yourself in tfila on Rosh Hashanah? So maybe because it is a Yom Tov. Interestingly, in the Yerushalmi, which I quoted, right, I sort of cheated on Zach, the Yerushalmi says a different shana Rosh Hashanah. Am Reb Yonah k'dichi yifshe tu livam b'tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom of Tshuva. Okay, the nature of Tshuva Rosh Hashanah is a lot to say about it, but not for now. It's the beginning of a series of Tshuva. Interestingly, Rosh Hashanah, what are we thinking about in the shofar? We're thinking about tshuva. Rosh Hashanah be'ikr for tshuva. What's the whole point of tshuva? The whole point of tshuva is to be straight. Crookedness, it's funny. What's the opposite of being straight? Is the opposite of being straight being bent or being crooked? Right? If the opposite of straight is being bent, then that's humility, etc. I should be bent over in tefillah. But if the opposite of straight is being crooked, none of us want to be crooked. Right? And Rosh Hashanah is saying, all year long you're crooked. Right? All year long you're crooked. It's time to straighten out. Don't go to a chiropractor. Go to a Mesil Sesharim and straighten yourself out. Right? That is Rosh Hashanah according to Yerushalmi. Rosh Hashanah, it's a keem of tshuva. Now, we're not also davening Rosh Hashanah. Of course, we're also davening Rosh Hashanah. But the Iker shofar is tshuva. While on Tanios, aren't we also doing tshuva? Obviously, you have to do tshuva on a tainus. The Rambam says, Hilchos Tanios, the very famous intro to the Rambam, Hilchos Tanios, says the Rambam, you know why the Torah says that Uzkata Machatzoso should be Zoik and Asriya to Hashem when a Tzara comes? Because if Chas V'Shalom Tzar comes and you say, that's just the way the chips fall, that's the Derech HaOlam, that's the Derech HaTeva, you win some, you lose some, or you just make a commission of inquiry to, I'm not saying we shouldn't do our shtadlus in the right time, just making a commission of inquiry to decide, who made what mistake that led to this, then you're missing the boat, and Adraba, you're just going to cause more Acharon Af Hashem. But rather, you have to say, whatever happens is min hashamayim. Whether it's, I'm not getting into philosophy now, whether it's that, we did something wrong that Hashem sent an onesh to us, or we didn't do enough things right that Hashem protected us from the dangers that are ever present in this world. Either way, the Rambam is very clear in the Mor Nevuchim, and so too all other Jewish philosophers, that if you would, if our maisim would be mitukanim legamre, then tragedies would not befall us. So the Rambam says, you have to remember, the whole point of crying out to Hashem is to remember that Hashem is the one who runs the world, and therefore you'll do tshuva. So the Rambam, and what's the point of doing tshuva? It's always good to do tshuva. That's Hilchos Tshuva. The point of doing tshuva here is, and then your situation will improve. Then you'll be saved. You'll only be saved at Koach HaTshuva, it sounds like, from the Rambam. Okay, so for the Rambam, the Iker of the Tainus is also tshuva. But the Yerushalmi seemingly diverges from the Rambam, unless just referring to the initial stage, the equivalent of tefillah. Tainus, the Iker, is davening, pouring your heart out to Hashem. When you pour your heart out to Hashem, you do it from a place of being bent over and humble. You can't say like, oh, I'm so besander, Hashem, here's my requisition list. Our neighbors in the old country. Santa, I've been a good boy, and this is what I want. No, when you daven to Hashem, you say, Anochi tolas v'lo ish. Fafuni chevling mavis, and tzareisha ol mitzauni, tzarav yogonim tzav, v'shem Hashem ekra. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah, where the emphasis on tshuva is on how to perfect myself, so I want to straighten my crookedness. On tainus, the essence is to really humble myself and feel how all-powerful Hashem is compared to me, and therefore daven to Hashem. So that is shot in the Gemara, and that the Yerushalmi doesn't say the Bavli, but it can certainly fit very nicely. One shot is, we'll call this Yerushalmi. One pshat is the Rishalmi. Here it says Rosh Hashanah is a kiyum in tshuva, and tainus is a kiyum in tefillah. And tefillah means bekafof. Anyone have another day they want to bring us? You mentioned something which is found in the Ramban and the Drush of the Rosh Hashanah. Right? Ramban, next Rosh Hashanah. Anyone has nothing to do with next Rosh Hashanah? First recommendation is the Ramban's Drush of Rosh Hashanah. I know there's a lot of nice pamphlets that you can pick up in your shul nowadays with parts, etc., and even a lot of more chashuv svarim, but none as chashuv as Ramban. The goes to Halacha, goes to Rosh Kalfa, gives you all of Rosh Hashanah in one drasha. I don't know who listened. I don't know where he found the congregation to listen to that drasha.
Yenako, right?
Wherever. Okay, that was different times. What does the Ramban say in the drasha of Rosh Hashanah, anyone? Says the Ramban in the drasha of the Rosh Hashanah. He says, fascinatingly, it's right here. Luckily, it's right here. He says, what is as far as the Tanakama? Boy Tana Pashat Zechel Yomto. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov, right? Zach, you mentioned that? Shatorum Karneinu. It's a victory. Right? Rosh Hashanah is a funny day, as we know. Why is Rosh Hashanah a funny day, right? This is not my Kiddush, it's a funny day. It's really, whatever. It goes back a long time before the Mishnah Berurah. But the Mishnah Berurah even points out, Rosh Hashanah, we're trembling with the Emas Hadin, and at the same time, we're confident in the fact that... is that... I think we have a siren here.
Recording stopped.
Okay. Continuing where we left off. We're trying to figure out what's the svara of the Tanna Kamma about Pasha Daite versus versus Kafif Daite. So we have the Yerushalmi, which you know associates Tainus with Tefillah. The Ramban, on the other hand, Zach had made reference to, associates Rosh Hashanah with Yom Tov, Tarim Karneinu, meaning Rosh Hashanah is a day of victory. On the one hand, Rosh Hashanah is a day of Emes Hadin. We don't say Hallel, because Sifrei Mesim, Sifrei Chaim, Psuchel, Menech, Atemro, Mashiach. But on the other hand, it is a day of Malchus Hashem, Shetarim Karneinu. You know, Rosh Hashanah is, it's a Yom Tov for a reason. If it was just a day of judgment, why would it be Yom Tov? It's a Yom Tov because it's a day of Malchus Hashem, and we have protexia. Our father is the king. So therefore, fascinatingly, the Ramban says the Shofar Rosh Hashanah Lefi Tanna Kamma. Of course, this is Lefi Tanna Kamma. Says the Ramban, the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov Vaharamas Keren, is a day of victory. Right, Rosh Hashanah is, again, it's a funny day, as the Mishibura points out, you have to have Eima and Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. But it's ultimately a day of victory. What happened to Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, it's a Yom HaDin, but we're in good shape. And if we do what we're supposed to do in Rosh Hashanah, then we know we have a relative in high places, and we're Beseder, as opposed to when it comes to a Tainus says, no, then you have to be Kofeth B'Tshuva. What is Tshuva all about? Tshuva is about, again, not in the wrong way. I don't mean, you know, if someone is depressed here, you know, don't listen to what I'm saying. I don't mean tshuva. You should beat yourself up and be depressed and think you have no hope. No, but, you know, unfortunately in our door, everyone's depressed. So therefore the message is always a positive message. But once upon a time, before the modern world, and even some people in the modern world, yeah, people weren't depressed. People were just so confident in themselves that they think they're perfect and they never do anything wrong. And in that case, the avodah of tshuva is, no, you have to humble yourself. You have to say you're crooked, really. You have to say you're bent over by the weight of your sins. You have to feel there's something wrong with you. There's something lowly with you, and you have what to fix. And therefore, it's an experience of lowliness. Rosh Hashanah is not an experience of lowliness. It might be the Yom of Tshuva, the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, but it's a day of Yom Tov and Haramas Keren. It's the coronation day of the king, and it's our king. It's the coronation day of the king, and our father's the king. While a Tainus, Adrava, your father might be the king, but he's really mad at you. And you really have to lower yourself in tshuva. The Meiri.
What Tanios are they referring to?
What
Tanios are they referring to? Geshem.
Ah, so the main Tanios in Maseches Tanios are Tanios of Geshamim, yes. But the Mishnah says the Rav is a beautiful Yartzei Drasha, and is there a fundamental difference in Tanios Geshamim and other Tanios, which we're not going to get into now? Ayin Sham. But it's the Tshuva Drasha called Lizogal or Rial called Tsar Shal Tavo, I think. Yartzei Jew, sorry, not Tshuva, Yartzei Drasha, I apologize. Yeah, the Rav is a beautiful Yartzei Drasha about that. But the Gemara there says you make Tanios on all Tsaros, on Milchama and on raids and on pestilence and on the crop diseases, etc. All Tsaros.
But it's not speaking about part of the calendar of the...
No, nothing to do with the calendar. How the calendar ties into that is a shear for its own. It's a different shear. The Rama holds it ties in more. Others hold it ties in less. We're not talking about Tanios of the calendar. Sorry, I apologize. We're not talking about Tanios of the calendar. We're talking about the Tanios of... Not to be the Arbat Somos. We're talking about the Tanios of Be'ez Tsara. Sorry, I should have made that clear. My mistake. I apologize. However, I know. I just don't want to get. I said the Rama holds it more connected. The Ritva and the Ran holds it less connected. But I'm not getting into that now. That's already too far afield. I understand. I'm thinking the same line that you are from Parakeh. But I just don't want to get into it now. However, the Ritva also. The Ritva says two things about Rosh Hashanah. The Ritva says a very nice phrase where he's clearly echoing the Yerushalmi. I don't know if he means to or not. It says, Lifshot Hadurei Leiv. Right? Hadur is like Choser, like circling around. Right? To straighten out your crookedness. That's the Ritva, similar to the Yerushalmi. It says Rosh Hashanah is about being straight and okay, we'll see what he says about that. But Rashi, however, says, what does Rashi say about Rosh Hashanah? Why in Rosh Hashanah is it better to be Pashut? Why in Rosh Hashanah is it better to be Pashut? What does Rashi say? Sorry. Says Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll get to where we get. Says Rashi here in Rosh Hashanah. He says, Kamad the Kayef Inish bit filoso, pun of Kfushal Arts Fe Adam Shabahayu Ain Avili Bisham, etc. Kamad the Pashat Fe Adam Bisham Nisal Avenu El Kapayim. Okay, he doesn't quote this here. I don't know if Rashi thinks we're Bakiyim and Shas. It's a machlokes in Irvin. It's a machlokes in Irvin. How should you stand during davening? Should you stand straight? Because Nisal of Avenu El Kapayim, we raise our hearts up to heaven when you daven. Or should you bend over during davening, because v'hayu einai v'libi sham, you should stare at the ground during davening, sham at the ground. Rashi says it's just a din of tefillah. Rashi says the machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakhama is not a machlokes about Rosh Hashanah. It's a machlokes about tefillah in general, which is really machlokes in Erevin, even though Rashi doesn't give the footnote. But Rashi says it's about tefillah. Says Rashi, Fila by Shitos Lamala, right? Misol Vino Kabai. Tfila has to be straight, because what does straight mean? Straight means you're supposed to stand straight during Tfila because you're going up to heavens, right? Tfila means connecting to the higher realms. It's not such a pose of humility to stand straight. And Echanami, tefillah is not only an exercise of humility. Tefillah is an exercise of connecting, of talking to Hashem. Talking to Hashem, obviously you talk to Hashem with humility, but the fact that you can talk to Hashem, the fact that your words reach the Olam HaSel Yonim, really is going up a few madrigas. Tefillah is really an exercise in audacity, as much as it's an exercise in humility, and that's really the machlokes in these 2 days. Is tefillah more audacity? I'm talking to Hashem, my words reach the highest heavens? Or is tefillah an exercise in humility? Who am I to stand before Hashem? It's both, and that seems to be the machlokes. But Rashi says tefillah needs pshitos lamala. Why does tefillah need to be straight? It needs to be straight, not to be proud, chas v'shalom. It needs to be straight because nisa levenu al kapayim. You have to imagine we don't do this now. Some people still do this nowadays, right? You never, right? People would dab with their hands up. Maybe it's coming back into vogue. But once upon a time, it was a much more common thing to do. And why are they reaching their hands up? They're reaching their hands up to the Shemayim. I know I can't touch the Shemayim, but symbolizing the fact that I'm throwing my prayers up to Shemayim, that I'm moving up. I'm going up. So in tefillah, you're going up to Shemayim. So you need pshitos. If tefillah needs pshitos, then Rabbi Yehuda holds differently. Rashi says it's a machlokes in tefillah in general. Again, how do I know Rashi says machlokes in tefillah in general, and not just Rosh Hashanah, tefillah in Rosh Hashanah? Because I know there's more an Arabin that says that this is 2 days about tefillah in general, and Rashi's mom is quoting each of their psukim from there. So Rashi says, at least, because tefillah in general, by kfifas. Okay, but if tefillah by pshitas, then tefillah by, if it's a general din, it's tefillah. Tefillah needs you to be straight up to heaven. If that's tefillah, then what about a tainus? Isn't a tainus also tefillah? Why should a tainus be any different? So interestingly, there's a few different deos here about why a tainus should be different. The Ritva says more than one factor everywhere. It makes it a little tricky. But Rashi and many others agree with Rashi. The Ritva says, like Yerushalmi and like Rashi, he says to straighten out our crooked hearts, and because tefillah needs pshitos lamala, to be stretch our tefillos up to heaven. Tefillos, we're stretching ourselves, not only humbling ourselves. We're doing both. The question is, what do we want? What is more important to symbolize? But the Tosfos says the same thing as Rashi here, and the Ramban says, and the Ramban also mentions it, and the Meir says the same as Rashi and Ritva. Rashi and many others say this pshat. If so, what about Taniyos? So one answer might be what we've already seen in the Ramban. What is the Ritva? He also says like Rashi, which we haven't mentioned yet. But let's start with the Meiri. The Meiri says Tefila is better than Miposhet. I'll read it to you. You don't have to believe me. If I didn't read everything to you, I have it in front of you. So it's a, you know, Milsa David Lekuye, so I wouldn't lie. But says the Meiri in explaining the Tanakhama. Again, we're still in the Tanakhama. Hopefully we'll get further. But what does he say? He says that Shabrosh Hashanah, Iker Mitzvah is Pasha. Okay, there he comes back to a little later. One second. So someplace here. One second. I apologize. Okay. Second. Here we are. Rosh Hashanah Iker Mitzvah Shal Yalshu Pasha Shigol Tefila Shebet Tia Shebet Tefila Lish Lepasha Don Trishim. For Tefila you need Pshitos. But what does he say about Taniyos? Aren't Taniyos about Tefila? Yes, they are, but there is a more important factor, which is, says the Meiri, Shemitocha Tainis Vahatsara Hutsarach Lokof Rosho Veliva Huarema Is Bekafof. You are. Interestingly, he doesn't say here tshuva, mitocha tainus va'atzara, out of the tainus and the tzara. You have a tzara, and then you feel the tainus. When you're fasting, you feel the tzara even more. The feeling of tzara crushes you. The feeling of tzara makes you feel crushed, makes you feel this burden, makes you feel bent over. Says the Meiri, okay, you know, we all like to say, just be strong, etc. And obviously, that's the... That's obviously the end game. That's the final step. But tzara can be crushing. Tzara can be tzara can get you down. That's a healthy first step. I think what the Meiri is saying. So says the Meiri, isn't it tefila? Yes, it is tefila. Of course, everyone knows tainus is tefila. Less on the poly that we have the davena, we have extra davena on a tainus. Or they say mi'ilam sometimes, and they add an extra six brachos shmona esrei. They have reboot, all kinds of reboot tefilas on a tainus. That's what almost every tainus talks about. Again, I'm not tainusing for the core, but I think the tainus is tzara. But it's coming from tzara. So here, says the Meiri, he says, no, more importantly is, I'll read it to you again. I think it's a very just real line in this Meiri. He says, Shemitocha tainus vahatzara hutzarach lokof rosho velibo. You have to bend yourself and humble yourself because you've been beaten down a little. And to be beaten down and just say, no, I don't care, that's not. You know, in the end, you have to overcome it. But the first reaction is you have to accept it for what it is. So he says, Kofef Rosho Mipnei Hatainis Ve'atzara. Forget about the fact we're davening doing tshuva. Yes, we're doing all those things second. But the first thing is, we have to feel humbled. We have to feel beaten down a little. We have to feel bad. And then once we feel bad, we can figure out where to go from there and how to hopefully improve the situation. The Merumei Sadin and Sifir says something very nice, which is he points out in a few Gemaras that the Amorim are mechalik in how you daven in different times. Be'e Shalom and Be'e Sarah. Be'e Sarah you daven more, you daven with more pride and confidence. Be'e Shalom with more pride and confidence. Be'e Sarah you daven with more humility and feeling of smallness. Be'e Shalom you daven big. And you daven small. I mean, more or less davening. I mean, how you feel. And he says very posh. He says Rosh Hashanah, interestingly. Rosh Hashanah, again, he says, this is similar to Ramban. Says, Rosh, you're davening to Hashem, but you're davening from a good place. He says, you're davening the Ishalom. Why? Because the Yom Malchus Hashem, you're declaring a Malchus Hashem. What can be better than Malchus Hashem? It's almost like Mashiach came. Right? Hashem is king of the world. If Hashem is king of the world, then that's great. Then the world is terrific. I understand there's some details that have to be worked out about Pluny and Almoni. But the Malchus Hashem, he says, that's a tefillah beis shalom. But Tain is, of course, a tefillah beis sara, and says the Merome Sadeh of the Nesid, that said, he says, tefillah beis sara is kafuf. But beis shalom equals Rosh Hashanah, it's pashut. Rosh Hashanah is a great day. It's an awe-inspiring day, but awe-inspiring in an inspiring way. While Beis Sara is tefillah from a place of, literally, what does Sara mean? Sara is constricted. You're constricted. Your world is constricted on you. You're not so broad.
How's the relationship then built between the position of davening and the form of the shofar?
Uh-huh.
Looking at it.
Yes, because the shofar represents to us how we should daven. That's what Rashi seems to assume. The shofar.
So
we,
all of these shitos.
All these shitos. They sound the same, I assume, or at least I probably couldn't tell. I probably couldn't tell the shape from the sound. But we look at the shofar, and that reminds us of how we are supposed to daven. The Ritva says something very, very. And then maybe we'll finish the Tanakhama. Says the Ritva something very, very strong. He says, what's the Svar of the Tanakhama that Rosh Hashanah is Pashat? So he says two things. He says, first of all, because Lifshot had to relieve to do her tshuva. And he also says, like Rashi, because Tefillah needs Pshitas. So then he says, so what's Pshat in the Taniyos? So before we get to, he first quotes Rashi, which we haven't even gotten to yet, which I think is going to be very, very, very illuminating. But before we get to Rashi, what is his second shot of the Ritva? He says, give me a second here. One second. Here we are. Here we are. Dekama. Who does Inami? One second. Uvitanish shel zacharim. Avagav the tiny shiom tsarav tsaku kimor shashana. Even though it's day of tefillah, shouldn't tefillah need pshitas? Doesn't tefillah mean you're going up shamayim? You want to storm the gates of heaven with your prayers? Nonetheless, he says, afilo hachi came into kiyasa. Etc. Then he adds, "V'naved bekfufim mishum halacha halakov ka'agmon rosho ka'adam anichlam v'nechpar ki ma'isa v'hivilo atzar azos." Why do you do kfufim? As if someone is nichlam v'nechpar. Someone is embarrassed because his averus did this. You're embarrassed not just by the tzara. The Meiri says by the tzara. You're bowed down by the tzara. No, you're bowed down by the weight of your averus. Right? That's. What does tshuva mean? Tshuva means you feel bad about yourself. You're bowed down by the weight of your averus. So there he is. Taking the, interestingly, two different approaches to tshuva. What does the Ritva say? Yeah, I know he has two factors, each one. He says, Rosh Hashanah is tshuva, lift your dura leif, to straighten yourself. But on kindness, it's a different kind of tshuva. It's feeling embarrassed by your averus. Feeling. On Rosh Hashanah, when Hashem says, you have to do tshuva, make a big party and a holiday and lechu echlu mantakim echlu mashmanim ishtu mantakim v'shulchu manos le'inachon lo kikodesh hayom la'adoneinu. Yeah, that kind of tshuva is, yeah, I have to straighten myself. Great, let's go ahead. Let's straighten up. Wonderful. But a tainus, a sara, is a very different kind of tshuva. Not tshuva because Hashem says, great opportunity to do tshuva. Amazing, here you are. You're set. No, tshuva because I really messed up. Tshuva because, or at least we as native eyes, messed up and look at the mess we got ourselves, look at the mess we got ourselves into. Right here says the Ritva adds to it, and the Ritva is certainly combining things, but over here says, even though it's tefillah, says the Ritva, no, it's different because you are nichlam. Mechata'av shegarmu. Right? You're really feeling the weight of your sins. Now, here we have, so far, again, we have to finish our discussion, but many different approaches towards both Rosh Hashanah, which we will come back to, and a tainus, right? What really is the feeling of the tainus? What does the shofar mean in the tainus? It could be tefillah, meaning tainus is an opportunity for tefillah. Right, and not only tightness, because nowadays we don't fast as much as we used to for all kinds of various reasons, some good, some less good. But a sarah is an opportunity for tefillah. No one wants an sarah, but a sarah is an opportunity. We prefer not to receive such opportunities. But it's really an opportunity to grow in tefillah. It says, yes, now to feel humble before Hashem in a way tefillah, you need Hashem. To grow up before Hashem. Right? It's an opportunity for tefillah. That is that is the Yerushalmi. And maybe it's a specific kind of tefillah, says the Maris Sanda. It's a special kind of tefillah, be'isara, which is different than a tefillah on a different day. There are different kinds of tefillahs. It's an opportunity for a tefillah, be'isara, which is a unique Ruchnis experience. On the other hand, you go to the Ramban, no, time is the day of tshuva. Not a stira, it's a matter of emphasis, or even what the shofar symbolizing. Maybe they're equally important. What is the shofar? It's the day of tshuva. It's the day we have to fix ourselves. Right? And part of tshuva means feeling that there's something wrong. We normally go through life. Again, nowadays, Bizman is there, I always have to be very careful because something in, I don't know what it is, something in the water in the 21st century makes it different than every century until now and makes everyone so depressed that you have to remind them that they're not hopeless. But at the very least, if, you know, we didn't drink that water. And many of us go through life saying, hey, like, you know, I'm okay, I'm the Seder, you know, everyone else needs to do tshuva because they're not from, but I don't need to do tshuva. Now, of course, it is true that those who aren't from need to do tshuva for a lot more quantity of avirus than those who aren't from. But on the other hand, those who aren't from, Hashem has lower expectations of them because what are you supposed to do? They're not from. They don't know what they're doing. So I have to cut them some slack. Those who are from should know better. And Hashem is medaktik. Hashem is medaktik, even if not kechot me, we're not in Madrid, kechot asara. But relatively, Hashem is medaktik more with those who should know better. So the question isn't who's from and then who. Adrabba, the firmer you are, the more tshuva you need to do because you should know better. And then Chimoni walking the street, who doesn't know how to say Shema Yisrael, or whether you were tefillin on Yom Kippur or not, so he doesn't even know better. So Hashem might cut him some slack if you know better.
For all Shabbosos, he has to bring only one chatat.
Yeah. So the tshuva may be a chance to feel humble, to feel like okay, like. Get an opportunity to feel like I'm not a seder, to take this personally and feel like I have what to fix. Again, you know, of course in a healthy way. And the Meir, I think, is very insightful. What is the Meir saying? He's saying, no, it's really about feeling the weight of the tzara. You know what? Before you start davening, you have to really feel how bad it is. Then you have to feel as Miller quoted us earlier, Vayigba Libo Vashem Elokav. Then you have to feel like, okay, like, we can fix it. We have Hashem on our side. We just need to, to repair that bond. But, you know, I have to say what I love about this Miri is, like, it's okay if you're in the stage of, I'm crushed by this and it's really hard for me to figure out what to do. That's the first stage of the Miri. That's also part of what the shofar is telling us. But now I want to get to Rashi, because many, many Rishonim also agree with Rashi. Rashi says something fascinating, which at first sounds very disappointing to us, and then we see that there's more to it than meets the eye. What does Rashi say? How does Rashi explain it? Rashi is Mr. the first one who says, you know why Rosh Hashanah is Pashut? Nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. It's just a din in tefillah. So, on Taniyos we daven. So everyone else says, oh, tennis we down, there's also other things. But what does Rashi say?
The Yom HaSkiddush.
It's right, what's the word he uses? Knufya. No, Dror is there. It's a Yom of Knufya. For Rashi, it's a Yom of Knufya. What does Knufya mean? Knufya is, it's related to the, I'm not an expert on linguistics, the Hebrew, L'chnos, right? It's a day of gathering, right? Meaning, says Rashi, you know why it's different on a Tainus? Because a Tainus is not for tefillah. It's just for gathering. Says Rashi. And let me read it. One second. Uvetainus, dila knufya, it's for knufya. Who cares what kind of shofar you use? You're just gathering people together. It's not about your relationship with Hashem. Everyone else is like, oh, the shofar is a relationship with Hashem. We have one relationship with Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, and a different relationship with Hashem, Taniyos. Again, according to Tanakam. Says Rashi, Tainus is just to gather people. How do you gather people? Right? Give me a second. How do you gather people? Exactly. The chatzotzos. You gather people with the chatzotzos. V'hayu l'cha l'mikra ha'eda to gather people. And l'masa ha'machlos is also to gather people, right? L'mikra ha'eda is literally to gather people. And l'masa ha'machlos is to gather everyone and have the march. You should gather everyone, stand in one place, or gather everyone and have them march together. And the mitzvah yom ha'chatzotzos. Remember the shofar in our Mishnah, according to Rashi, as opposed to the Gaonim, the Yom Kippur sheet, is just an accompaniment of the chatzotzos, right? Mitzvah Yom HaChatzotzos. Rashi interprets our Gaon Shuto. The Iker is the chatzotzos. The shofar is to accompany the chatzotzos. Shofar is to accompany the chatzotzos. What do the chatzotzos do? Now, you could have taken it very differently, right? How could you have taken it differently? You could have said, shofar accompanies the chatzotzos. You know what chatzotzos are? V'nitzkartim l'fnei Hashem elokeichem. They're the way we dive into Hashem. But Rashi doesn't do that. Rashi says, you know what the chatzotzos are? For knufya, for gathering, says Rashi. Mitzvah yom b'chatzotzos on the Mishnah, do the knufna b'alma ninu. It's just for gathering. Chol knufya b'chatzotzos, then he quotes the same sukkah by Yulukal Mekar Eda. It's just for gathering. Chatzotzos are be'ikr for gathering people. That's where you get people together. Shofar is for davening, chatzotzos for gathering people, and since Antanios, on Rosh Hashanah, the Iker is the shofar. The chatzotzos are a company. Since Antanias, the Iker is the chatzotzos to gather people, and the shofar just accompanies. Therefore, the shofar is tough to the chatzotzos. And since just for Knufya, says Rashi, lo ichbaslan. Okay, so for ichbaslan, why do you say kfufin? Why not say lo ichbaslan? Vavdinan kfufin lehekeira. And therefore, we make them kfufin for a heker that it's not like Rosh Hashanah. Basically, a heker that is for Knufya, not Tfila. That's what Rashi says. And the ritual also brings down as one of his deos. Says Rashi, and this is very radical, right? Says Rashi, Eino l'tfila, Ela l'knufya, v'asu heker, she'eino kimo tkios de Rosh Hashanah. Tkios de Rosh Hashanah for tfila, right? Now remember, The Gemara never explicitly says that this is not pre-Rosh Hashanah, but the Gemara never explicitly, and I have a lot to say about this, but not for now. The Gemara never explicitly says that the Tkiyas or Rosh Hashanah are a form of tefillah. That's famous to us as a Ravart. The Rav held that Tkiyas or Rosh Hashanah is a tzura of tefillah. It's not really a Ravart, it's a Rashi fart. Rashi is the first one who says that Tkiyas or Rosh Hashanah are a tzura of tefillah, because what does Rashi say? He says, Pashanish Daiti is not about tshuva, it's not about Hermes Kerem Yom Kippur, it's about tefillah. And then he adds that Rabbi Yehuda's cup finished diet is also about tefillah, and the machlokes about tefillah. Machlokes about tefillah is the ipso facto machlokes about shofar Rosh Hashanah, but that shofar Rosh Hashanah about tefillah. Shofar of Taniyos is tafel to chatzotros, which is not such a big chiddush. The chiddush is, and the chatzotros is only for knufya. That's a chiddush because I don't know how I would have read the psukim. If I just had the psukim, I might have read them very differently. Not that I might have. Other Rishonim would read them differently. The Rambam, for example, would read them very differently. The Rambam would say, Adarabba, the chatzotzos of the Tainus are a form of tefillah. Lizok l'aria b'chatzotzos. It all goes together with Lizok for the Rambam. The Rambam thinks the chatzotzos in the first 8 psukim of Perek Yod of Bamidbar are for knufya. V'hayu l'cha l'mikra eidol l'masas hamachnos with all the technical details. But the chatzotzos in the last 2 psukim are for tefillah. Yeah, v'nizkartem l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem v'noshatem yoyveichem v'ayu l'chem l'zikaron l'fnei Elokeichem. Rashi is a chiddush, I think, in Pshuto Shel Mikra. Rashi says, since the first eight psukim in Perek Yud and Bamidbar are for knufya, it must be the ninth pasuk also for knufya. Oh, it says, v'nizkartem l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem v'noshatem yoyveichem. We'll have to come back to that. But it's for knufya, it's to gather together. After all, when people have a war, you want to gather them together. And obviously, Rashi, I hope this goes without saying, he's not referring to you have to gather them together to send Tzav Shmona to get their Milu'im and make the, you know, and send them out to war. You have to do that, but that's not the Chatzotros. That you do with however else you do. As a matter of fact, in Tanakh, we find they use the shofar sometimes. But you have to gather them to daven. You have to gather them to daven in times of war. And therefore, the like Rabbeinu Tam famously says, right? What does Rabbeinu Tam say? That Yud Gimel Adar in the first daf of Megillah is Zman Kehila Lakol. He says it's obvious you can be Yotze Megillah and Yud Gimel because Zman Kehila Lakol. What does that mean? No one knows what that means. And Tam says, it means Zman Kehila Lakol. It's the day which during the story of Megillah's Esther, they all got together and davened. Isn't that the day they all fought the war? Yeah, obviously, on the day when you fight the war, that's also the day everyone gets together and davens. Okay, how do you figure out who does what, when, etc.? Right? Some are going to want to say that's why it's Tainus Esther and not Tainus Mordechai, because the men were all called up to Miluim and the women made Tehillim groups. But even if that's too clever. But that's the point. The point is that war is a two-pronged attack. With two-pronged strategy, which includes knufya with tefillah, and therefore the point of the chatzotros is the cause altogether for tefillah, and therefore the tzur doesn't matter because it's just calling us together. And therefore they pick something to the opposite of Rosh Hashanah to show that it is something different. But I think you have to answer, and the truth is, if we can just, before we finish, let's just go on for a moment to some of the other shitas, for example, and we'll come back to Rashi. What's the svara of Rabbi Yehuda? There's a difference in kafuf and pashut on Rosh Hashanah. The Rishali, the Meir quotes 2 days in the Rishali. One day, like everyone else, like all the other Rishonim, one day that's unique to the Rishalmi. We only have one day in our Rishalmi. Says the Rishalmi. Here's Rashi. Rashi says tefillah needs tefifas. So why on Yovel of why on Rosh Yom Kippur of Yovel don't you need tefifas? Easy, that's not for tefillah. Remember, I don't mean Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur of Yovel. What's that for?
Freeing the slaves.
That's for freeing the slaves and returning the sados. Which is, by the way, returning the sados. I'll just point out that once upon a time, you know, when I'm talking about real estate tycoons, returning the sados was the same as freeing the slave, right? If you didn't own land, then you were this close to an eved once upon a time. So it's basically freeing everyone, giving everyone their dignity and uprightness. That's clearly a matter of shitas, and says Rashi, that's very easy, says Rashi. Simon Dror, Dror of Achavers. Right? Freedom is clearly walking upright. That's easy. What's the machlokas between him and Tanakhama? Whether you do Gzer Shavah or you don't do Gzer Shavah. Basically, if you want to know these svaras here, Rashi and everyone else says, Rashi, the Sharishonim all say it's a Gzer Shavah. And then the machlokas seems to be how far to take the Gzer Shavah. Or if you say don't take the Gzer Shavah, they're two different things.
There's interesting things to say about that.
Especially since Rashi seems to think that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold things Zereshav at all. All the other Rishonim say, no, we hold things Zereshav, just not by Takanas Rabbanah, like the shape, the shofar, which are not the etim din d'oraisa. That's just like a svara Rabbanah of what's the best way to do the Takana. For that, the Zereshav is not relevant. Here, it might be very, very fascinating in terms of how close is freeing the slaves to the Kiyum Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. Does freeing the slaves come from our feeling of our feeling of tefillah and closeness to Hashem, basically our relationship with Hashem, leads to freeing the slaves. Or no, maybe freeing the slaves is some separate chayrus, which is not a direct, although it's an indirect outcome of our standing before Hashem, but that's not for now. The Yerushalmi says something super duper technical. What does the Yerushalmi say that's super technical?
Depends on what's more in common.
Exactly. Says the Yerushalmi, matzoi la matzoi. What's more common? Anyone? A sheep or an ibex? It's an ibex, right? What's more common, a sheep or an ibex? A sheep, because you grow sheep. You have to catch ibexes by scaling the mountainside or wherever you catch. I have no idea how to catch an ibex. You have them all in En Gedi. Right? Okay. En Gedi might only be recommended in cold months for the crowd here. But you can go and still see the ibexes. And here, so months of the months, every year you have Rosh Hashanah. So these are common things commonly. Yom Kippur of Yovel is an uncommon thing. This is just, it sounds technical, but no, it's really just psychology. If you want to make something look extra special, you have to do it in a way that's rare and different, right? Why kings wear a lot of rare jewels to show they're special. So therefore, Matzah L'Matzi, every year is Rosh Hashanah, but says the Yerushalmi, Eino Matzoi L'Eino Matzoi, you have to go catch an ibex. I guess it's clearly less mostly than raising sheep. And that shows that Yom Kippur of Yovel is a once in a Yovel opportunity.
Didn't be that Matzah and Matzah refers to not just what's rare, what's commonly found, but what's used in, like, for our rituals. So we use ayos for karbanos more commonly than when you use an ibex.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, it's like unique.
That is very fascinating. As a matter of fact, if I could go further, although I don't know when I'm saying Shalom Yerushalmi, when I'm saying Drash Yerushalmi, but you've inspired or tempted me to go further. Matzoi is something that we use in our Rosh Hashanah. Yes, something that we use in our everyday, certainly karbonos, etc., is good for us to humble ourselves before Hashem and Rosh Hashanah. An ibex, which is not matzoi because it roams free, is good for the freedom of perhaps of the Yovel, although that's again that might be begetter drash. I'll just point out that the Merumei Sadeh takes the same derech. Says the Merumei Sadeh says two different kinds of tefillah, but he says fascinatingly, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue about Rosh Hashanah. Is Rosh Hashanah tefillah be'e shalom? Or is Rosh Hashanah tefillah be'e sara? Tanakam says Rosh Hashanah, that's a shalom, carnation of the king. Our father is the king. We're in good shape, right? Am Yisrael, wonderful, celebrating our exalted status. He says, are you kidding? Rosh Hashanah is when you get written in the good book or the bad book, when you get written for Chaim and Mavis. So says the Merumei Sadeh, the Netziv, that's the Merumei Sadeh right here, he says, this is tefillah be'is sara, very different than over here than it says be'is shalom, because it's different chaymis or psukim lohanecha. But fascinatingly, it's interesting. We would say Rosh Hashanah we feast, Yom Kippur we fast. Rosh Hashanah is the celebration, and Yom Kippur is the oiva avoy. He says no, adaraba. Rosh Hashanah is oiva avoy. Okay, you're not in Madrid to fast yet. You're not in Madrid of Malachim yet. That's Oyv Avoy. Yom Kippur, we fast. That's Yom Kippur, is Yom Mechila V'Slicha. Yom Kippur is the dinner, it's Yom HaRachamim. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. So what's Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is the Yom HaRachamim. It's the day when Hashem said, Salachti Kidvarecha. So he says, fastly, it's Yom Kippur that is the happy day. And Rosh Hashanah, it's a big finish, not what we usually think. Again, that's Rabbi Yehuda, who says we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. He says, this is Tefillah. The ace shalom, because the yom of slicha mechila. I'll just add one or two, I think, very important in Yonim, the Meiri and the Ramban, both explain in Rabbi Yehuda that it's like a tainus. It's because it's ace sara. Says the Ramban and the Meiri, he says, it's an ace sara. Like a tainus. Again, very similar to the Merumei, very similar to the Merumei Sadeh. Just, he didn't say it's Filei Shalom. They say that this is Dror V'Cheiros. So it's really not so relevant. Okay, let's leave all those Let's leave those for now, and we'll come back to in a second. Let's just go to Rabbi Levi. What's this for Rabbi Levi? Pashat kafaf like Rabbi Yehuda, either because tefillah always needs kfifas, or because at least the tefillah be'isara needs kfifas, at least the tefillah be'tainus needs kfifas. Well, wouldn't say tefillah be'tainus. And here, he just holds a gzera shava. Why does he think, here it's a little tricky, if tefillah needs, we have the same problem, if tefillah needs kfifas, just the opposite problem. If tefillah needs pshitas, why is tainus kafaf? If tefillah needs kfifas, why is a tainus, why is a tainus pashut? So first of all, we have different deis. What did the Raman say? Okay, we have two more minutes. What did the Raman say about the tsur of the shofar and tanios? Nothing. Which is one day in the Rashba and the Ritva that it really means you could go either way. Really means it doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Maybe it doesn't matter because of Knofya. Or let's just do the main deis, or Lefida Rambam. The Rambam, Stimas HaRambam, and the one day in the Rashba and the Ritva say, either way, Ein Kpeda. Right? How do we say that? We say Ein Kpeda. Why Ein Kpeda? Here the Lech Mishnah says to the Rambam, because it's for Knufya. And basically, almost all the Rishonim, the Ramban just says you need a Shinoi. Almost all the Rishonim, they were only said this is something fascinating. He says it's talking about now outside the Beis HaMikdash where we only use a shofar, it has to remind us of Patsotras. But what's the Svara? The Svara is almost all the Rishon that we've seen say. Svara is Knofya. So just either Ein Kpeda if it's for Knofya, or Heker for the Shinoi, like Rashi says. Right? There should be a Heker that is different than the so we lady. Basically, everyone agrees for Knufya. Let me just end with, okay, even though we got through half the Makoros, but I think these ideas will undergird the rest of the Makoros, if anyone got to them or wants to get to them. Let me just end with one Ha'ora. Rabbi Levi, it turns out, what's the whole point of the tzura of the shofar of Tanios? The whole point of the tzura of the shofar of Tanios is it's for Knufya, not for Tefillah and Tshuva. Obviously, the Knufya is to do Tefillah and Tshuva, but it's for the Knufya stage. It's just a gathering. And for Rashi, even the Tanakama holds it just for gathering. Okay, we didn't get to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, L'chora would probably say the same thing. And the Ritva says it's to show that it's different. But what's part of this Knufya? Really, the important part is just gathering? Again, it's a chiddush. I would have said, Pesukim Tes and Yod are not gathering. That's tefillah. Only Pesukim Aleph and Ches are gathering. But maybe that's exactly the point. If it's gathering, then why does it say, Shkata b'chatzotros, v'nizkartel l'tnei Hashem lokechem? Just the gatherings, v'nizkartel l'tnei Hashem lokechem? Maybe that is exactly the point. Maybe that's exactly the point. Yes, obviously, I don't mean you should gather to watch a soccer game. I don't mean you should gather to go gold digging. You're gathering for tshuva utfilah. But what's the nizkarta l'tnei Hashem Elokeichem according to Rashi and according to Rabbi Lingdon, all the Rishonim? The nizkarta l'tnei Hashem comes from the Knufya, comes from the Achdus, comes from Klal Yisrael coming together. Ultimately, maybe the whole point of the Parsha of Chatzotos, Levi Rashi, and maybe everyone Levi Rabbi Levi, is that it's l'mikra edu l'masamachim, to make us a machneh, to bring us together. And you know what? Sometimes you need to get together for technical reasons. Like Moshe needs to announce something to the people, Mikra Eda. Or you need to start traveling from, you know, from Almon de Vlasaima to Choragid Good God, or wherever you're traveling. It's a technical reason. Sometimes you need to get together, not for technical reasons, for fundamental reasons, for existential reasons. When there's an Esara, the reaction is the Jews not just have to turn to Hashem. They have to turn to Hashem together. They have to have a knufya of turning to Hashem. Obviously, a knufya without turning to Hashem is not going to, I mean, help Achav a little, the Gemara says, but it's not ultimately what we need. And turning to Hashem without knufya is also not what we need. It's great, it's wonderful for normal times, but in a Esara, you need the knufya of turning to Hashem. You need the achdos, you need the togetherness of standing before Hashem. And ultimately, according to Rashi, the real, Rashi sounds like saying, oh, this is very boring. Don't care at all about what it says about shofar and chatzotzos, because that's the way of gathering people together. But I think Rashi's saying the opposite. No, it's a tremendous chiddush. He's making a chiddush in kamohu. And according to Relevi, everyone's making that chiddush. The chiddush in kamohu is that the ikar of the tainus is the coming together is the increasing the aptus and trying to bring ourselves more together b'fnei Hashem, which is, you know, I think whenever a tzara happens, it naturally brings people together. And the Torah is saying that don't just naturally bring people together, existentially realize our bonds and our unity and how we're all b'fnei Hashem together. I was, I still remember on I davened Hanetz with Shmuel Eliyahu one day of Chol HaMoed at Maris HaMachpelah. And he gets up and announces, remember, this is Maris HaMachpelah, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Bracha, Balea. All the Jews come from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, not just you and your friends. And I think that was a... Okay, there's only one type of Jew right there. That was the first step. But he's saying this is not enough. This is not the knufia that we need. And I think if we just end, because I'm already 2 minutes over, with what our avoda is now, what this represents, and again, I don't mean you shouldn't go through the rest of the course and see what that teaches you about your avoda, but I think it's going to be connected, is sometimes you're just crushed. That's good. Let yourself be crushed and then go to the next step. You have to have a little nifla mifeto. You have to have a cheshbon and nefesh. What could I be doing better? What could we be doing better? What could I be doing better? And how could I be helping in a very deep, ruchnius sense? The tshuva, the tshuva and the tefillah, the very special tefillah that is surge, a way of connecting to Hashem that otherwise we don't have. But I think we should not neglect Rashi. Maybe that this contemplating Hashem comes from the knufia. Maybe we all have to work on, especially at this particular moment, in the history of the Jewish people, we all have to work extra hard on our knufya, and we can be zocha, Amir Hashem, that the pasuk will be mekayem with us, v'nizkartem l'fnei Hashem elokeichem, v'noshatem me oyveichem. Amen.
Amen.
Recording stopped.
Yes, thank you. Okay.